AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. The murder trial of Kyle Rittenhouse in Kenosha, Wisconsin. A court security officer reported a juror told a joke about the police shooting of Jacob Blake, which set off the protest in Kenosha, where Rittenhouse is accused of shooting three people.
I think the best thing under the circumstances, I'm going to dismiss you from the jury, sir. And we do thank you for taking the time to come down here.
Two people were killed in Kenosha. A cameraman testified the first man shot by Rittenhouse on the streets seemed to lunge toward the rifle just before Rittenhouse fired. A Russian analyst who provided information for a dossier in the Trump-Russia investigation has been charged with lying to the FBI.
The case was brought as part of Special Counsel John Durham's investigation into the origins of the FBI's probe into whether Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign conspired with Russia to tip the outcome of that election. A grand jury indictment issued in federal court in Virginia charges Igor Danchenko with five counts of false statements to the FBI about his sources of information. Danchenko functioned as a source for Christopher Steele, a former British spy who was paid by Democrats to examine ties between Russia and Trump. Steele's dossier was used by federal authorities as they sought surveillance warrants targeting a former Trump campaign aide. However, it had no role in launching the investigation led by special counsel Robert Mueller. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Republicans are pushing back against employer vaccine mandates, and there are new government rules. Americans who work at companies with 100 or more employees will need to be vaccinated against the coronavirus by January 4th or get tested weekly. North Carolina Republican Senator Richard Burr says the administration needs a plan.
This administration bears 100% of the responsibility for the lack of testing and the lack of therapies.
Top officials at the WHO say there's been more than a 50% jump in coronavirus cases in Europe, making it the epicenter of the pandemic. This is AP News. The Toy Hall of Fame has some new inductees.
There are three new toys that have made the Hall of Fame.
American Girl dolls, the board game Risk, and Sand.
Chief Curator Chris Bench says it was a record-setting year.
Typical year, we have somewhere between 5,000 and 8,000 nominations. This year, we had 55,000 nominations.
As for one of the qualifications for induction?
These are toys that have the best qualities of play, learning, creativity, discovery, socialization. These aren't the toys that you are entertained for 5 minutes and then it goes under the bed or in the closet.
I'm Shelley Adler.
A diamond bracelet that once belonged to Frances Marie Antoinette and a pair of high-top Nike sneakers from the late NBA star Kobe Bryant are among the featured items in auctions of jewelry and other collectibles next week in Geneva. The sneakers could be sold for as much as $38,000. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.